We're up to the Mishnah and Chavezon and Aleph. In Einon Makirin also, if the Bezin does not know who these Edim are, they don't recognize them. So normally you accept Edis from anybody as a Cheskes Kashrus. But over here, the Baitusim and Tzedukim try to be Makalkal Chodesh, and they would send false witnesses. So we had to recognize that these people are from Jews and not Kusim and Baitusim. So if the Sanhedrin didn't recognize the people, Mishalchin Imo Eacher Lahaido. So they would send someone that the Sanhedrin did recognize, who didn't see the moon, to be neyed that these Edim are kosher Edim. Rishon Lahayim Makabal Edis Achodesh Mikol Adam. Originally, they're Makabal Edis Achodesh of anybody who came to be neyed. They didn't have to recognize them. Mishakilkula Baitusim Miskinu Shloyim Makabal Elmen Akirim. This halach of Ein Makirin is only after Mishakilkulu HaBaitusim. Rashi Ein Makirin also, and Ein Bezin Makirin Esha Eid, and Neman Vekosherhu, Mishalkin Bezin should be Iro, Acher Imo, Lahoyed Allah Vesne Bezin Agadol, Shemakadish Esachodish. They sent another aid to be Neid. We'll see if you need one aid or two aidim. Mishakilkulu HaBaitusim Mefarish Mimora. Okay. My Acher. So what does that mean? You send one with him. You send somebody else with him. So the Gemara says one. You send an eid echad to be made on this pair. The Gemara says the chad mi mehem. One person is believed to testify that this aid is kosher. V'atanya ma'isa shabo hu ve'aid of imo lohayid olav. Right, that he came and his two aidim came to be made on him. Actually, two aidim to be made on each aid. That they're kosher. Omra Papa, my acher zug acher. Acher means not one person, but a pair. Hachinam mistabra, dilo tema hachim, ena makirin oso, my oso. Well, they don't know who he is, or who he is. One person can't be made on the Levana. Ilema oso chad v'chad mi mehem. Mishpat sibe. In order to be makadish the chodesh, you need two edim. Says mishpat. Elamai oso azug. Oso means that pair of Edim. If the Sanhedrin doesn't recognize this pair, you need another pair of Edim to be made on each of them. Hachinami mai acher zug acher. Rashi, v'chad mi mehemen, lachshiro lezeh v'cheskes neman. How could one person be made on the aid that he's kosher? L'chor, you need two Edim to be made on that. Okay. Maisa shebo, ho aid lefnei bezim. B'shavitz l'hoidah l'chodesh, ve'ed of imo, l'achzik on neman. Mashma, there was two edim to be made on him. Chad mi meheman, so what's oso? Right, oso can't mean one, because you need two edim for the chodesh also. Chad mi meheman l'edis l'chodesh, mishpat k'sive, ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'lokei Yaakov. Okay. Mara says, v'chad lo meheman, and one person's not believed. V'atan yamaisa b'reb nuroi, sheholach etzel ho'ed l'hoid olav b'shavitz b'usha. Nice with Rav Nuroi, that he went to testify that he knows the aid, what's it called, who came to be made on the Chodesh. Now the Sanhedrin knew Rav Nuroi. Ba'usha. So Amri Rav Nuroi, Sahada Achrina Havibadeh. No, Rav Nuroi didn't come alone. He came with somebody else. B'had lo choshev le mishun kvodosh Rav Nuroi. Didn't mention the other one, out's covered for Rav Nuroi, to say that he needed somebody else to be with him. But he did. But didn't mention him because out's covered for Rav Nuroi. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Nuroi, Sada Achrisa, Achrina Havi Ba'usha. But also Rav Nuroi, let's do it about day. Rav Nuroi, there was another aid already there that he knew he was joining to what's it called, be made on the aidin that were made on the Chodesh. So Mar says, Hihachi Maila Memra. If that's the case, then what was the Chiddush over here? Mal the same, Misfeik Alo Mechalin Shabsa. I might think that Rav Nuroi shouldn't have been Mechal Shabbos to go, because not only are the Edim who are made on the Chodesh allowed to Mechal Shabbos, even the Edim who have to be made on the Edim, otherwise it can't be Mechadish HaChodesh. So the whole process is Mechal Shabbos. So I might think that Misafik, the person who's made on the Edim, doesn't go. Okay? Kamash Malon, that even he can go Misafik, because maybe there wouldn't be somebody else to be Mitzarev. He thought somebody else would be there to Mitzarev to be together with him who would recognize these Edim. Rashi. Mishum kvodo ba'usha, Kishiyosh v'Sanhedrin Sham. The Sanhedrin at some point in history was in Usha. V'Sham ha'yim Makadosh l'Chodesh. That's where the Makadosh l'Chodesh, wherever the Sanhedrin was, that's where Kiddush HaChodesh took place. Mishum Kvodot Rabbeinu Roy, Shari Lahusk Rabbeinu Roy, Ela Lumo B'menu Shadam Gadol Kamoso Nog Heter B'Dover. It only mentioned Rabbeinu Roy to tell me that even he was Machal Shabbos to go and testify about the witnesses. The Ein Kvodo Shinovius Rayosenu At Michaveru Akot Nimenu. Therefore, it's not covered from the Roy to mention that not only he went, even somebody else, unimportant, what's it called, and we'll bring a Raya from him too. The Raya is from the Roy. Sadach Rina Havi Ba'usha Hamakri Sa'id Azeh. Rabbeinu Roy knew that there were other people in Usha already, who didn't have to be Michal Shabbos, who recognized this witness. Mistake Hashem ain't also Ha'id Veveso. Maisa, he didn't know for sure they were there. He knew there were other people who lived in Usha who knew this aid, but he didn't necessarily know they were there for Shabbos. So Misotik, he also was Michal Shabbos. Okay. Ki also Ula Omar Kitshu L'Yarcho B'Marova. When Ula came, so he reported that there were Makadosh L'Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. Omar of Kahana Lo Miboy Ula D'Gavar Rabba Hu D'Mehemen. Ula, not only Ula, who's a Talmud Chacham, is believed to say that, like we had before, that if he heard Mekudesh from the Beis Din, then even one aid is Neman to testify that the Beis Din was Mekadesh L'Chodesh. El afilu inish di al minomi mehem. Right, even one person is believed to report that the Beis Din was Mekadesh L'Chodesh. Right, now we're not talking about being Mekadesh L'Chodesh. You need two aidim to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh. You need two Eidim to be made on the Eidim, that they're kosher. To be, but you only need one Eid to report that the Beis Din was Mekadosh L'Chodesh. My timer, why we believe even one, Kol Nilsa Davida Ligluye Lo Meshakri Ba'inshe. Because something that will be obvious, in other words, everybody will know eventually when Beis Din was Mekadosh L'Chodesh. People don't lie about things that are eventually going to be found out. Tanya Nami Hochi, Bo Echad V'Sofa Olam V'Omer, Kitchu Beis Din was HaChodesh Nemun. Even if one person came from the end of the world, we don't know who he is, whatever, and he says Beis Din was Mekadosh L'Chodesh, we believe him. Because by the next day, everybody's going to know whether Beis Din was Mekadosh L'Chodesh or not. Somebody doesn't lie on something that eventually everybody's going to know anyway. What was this kilkul that because of that they made a takana that you had to send witnesses who knew the witnesses together with them. Pam achas bikshu baitusim mahatosis chachomim. And like we said, the baitusim, the kusim, had a vested interest in making Rosh Chodesh Nisan fall on Shabbos. So then Pesach would be on Shabbos, and the day after Pesach, the first day of Chol HaMoed, would be Sunday. And that would fit perfectly with their understanding of, the Omer, that you always start counting the Omer on Sunday. The day after Shabbos, Mochras HaShabbos. So if the first day of Pesach fell on Shabbos, then they were Mekayim, everybody was doing like then. And because most of the time it didn't work out like that, so they wanted to put the Chachomim in disrepute when it came to being declaring Rosh Chodesh, so they would, what's it called, be able to make their own Seder anyway. Sochru Shnei Ben Yodim B'dal Meir Zuz. So they hired two witnesses to come and tell the Beis Din they saw the moon when they didn't. And they paid them 400 zuz. Echad mishalonu v'echad mishalohem. And one of them was a kosher Jew, and the other one was one of their baitusim. Shalohem hey they Jew, so the yotzah. So their guy gave the edus, and they didn't know that the other one was Neman to the Chachamim. So the first one gave his false edus, and he left. Shalonu, Omrulo, and more cases of Rishalavana, and the one are, what's it called, the kosher one. So they said to him, tell us how you saw the Lavana. Omrulohem, Olo Hayisi v'mala adumim. I was climbing up Mala adumim, v'ro'isi v'shu rovuts bein sloyim, and I saw the moon was between two rocks, Roshel domala egel, its head looked like a calf, Osnav domala gdi, his ears looked like a goat. Karn of domus l'tzvi. His horns looked like a deer. Uznova munachas lo ben yerechosav. The reason he said this was to make it obvious that if he already gave Avis, So he couldn't have charota, right? So he said this to show that his edus was no edus. He never meant anything. And the Marsha has a long thing here of what this means. Mali Adumim is Edom, and each thing is symbolic of what he said, of why the Baitusim tried to upset the Kiddush HaChodesh. And I got what?
He is saying
in his case that Ra'is has Yovana. Yeah, I'm saying, but he's not saying it in Torah Seder. He's saying it's a joke.
Okay.
So it's okay. Ve'tzatzti bo v'nirtati v'nafalti l'achorai. And I looked at this, at the Levana like this, and I got scared, and I fell backwards. Then einatem aminim li, and if you don't believe me, right, in other words, if you think that I was just meyed edus, and I can't have charota, hari mosayim zus shirulim b'sadini. There's 200 zoos over here that I carry, which means I'm a machal Shabbos. And they're from Pasul Edus. So Manashach, if you're going to accept this Edus, right, because you don't think it was a joke or whatever, and now I can't have Harata from it, then here's the 200 zoos that they paid me. I carried on Shabbos, on Machal Shabbos, which had no reason to carry the money. What? It was no, because this was talking where it was on Shabbos, where they came, because that's what the Baitusim wanted the Makalkal. They wanted that. Who put you up to this? I heard that the Baitusim were looking for a false witness to be mata the Chachamim. So I said, I'll go, and this way I'll thwart their plan, because otherwise somebody else is going to go, and they'll be successful. First of all, you can keep your 200 zoos. Right? We're giving it to you as matana, hefker, base, and hefker. Really, you don't deserve it because you didn't do what they wanted. Right? And even though it's an isser, but even a kinyan made by isser, the nesivus learns from here that a kinyan made by isser, you see, is chal. Because it was also to make this kinyan. Still, it was chal. What? No, he did it, for the sake of saving the chodesh.
No, but he carried the 200.
I'm saying he did that for the sake of that the chodesh should be established the proper way. Right. The guy who hired you will get malchus. For that time on, they made a takana that they only makabel edus from people they recognize.
Who said he actually carried it?
He did.
Yeah, okay, but he said last
thing. Now I'm saying, okay, that's what the Slasem says. He says, it's Sror B'Sadini. He said, he's looking at the 200 shizuz I have. Okay. All right. What were they wanted? They wanted to fool the Chachamim, because the 30th day of Adar fell on Shabbos. The lone year of Chodesh was Mano, and the moon wasn't seen that day. And they had a vested interest that they should send false witnesses to say they saw the moon. So it was on Shabbos. If it wasn't Shabbos, it wouldn't have had no purpose to us. Ubay Tusin Misavin She Yom Rishon Shal Pesach B'Shabbos. The Kusim wanted Dafka that the first day of Pesach should be on Shabbos. So they wanted to send false witnesses to say that they saw the Rosh Chodesh then, so 2 weeks later, Pesach will fall on Shabbos. Kedei shitei hanofes haomer be'echa b'Shabbos, in order that the Omer should be brought on Sunday. The Atzeres be'echa and Shavua should be on Sunday. But v'shehen darshin mochras ha-Shabbos, sinifenu min mochras Shabbos bereshis, kimashmo. Because they darshin mochras ha-Shabbos not the day after the first day of Pesach, but the day after Shabbos bereshis, cholamoid Pesach, Shabbos cholamoid. And therefore they wanted that everybody should be celebrating the Omer when they do it, which means from the first Sunday of Pesach, which if the first day of Pesach is Shabbos, everybody then holds that you start from that Sunday. The Sach was Shnei Bnei Adam Lahoyit Shrosa Chodesh Hayom. So it was on Shabbos that they came. Echad Mishalonu V'loi Kiru. One was ours, but the Basin didn't recognize him. They didn't know who he was. And they didn't know either. They thought he was one of theirs. You can keep them. Even though you didn't keep the condition. You were hired to say aid the sheker. You didn't do that. So the chora, you shouldn't be allowed to keep the money. Basin can make a hefker basin hefker. Can I read me a bonus? It doesn't come within 3 days, his rechush is going to be hefker. Yimtach al ha'omed l'malkus. And the guy who hired you is going to get malkus, kedamrim sechus malkus, kofesh teyodav al ha'omed. When you give a guy malkus, you tie his hands around the post, and you bend them over, and you hit him in the back. Okay. Two-thirds in the back, and one-third in the front. Okay. Mishnah. Barishon lahayu masim masuos. In the beginning, they didn't send shluchim to report that the in Gola, that what's it called, that there was the Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh was proclaimed, but they wrote, lit, not really bonfires, they lit torches. Masuos we'll see as torches. And we said before that they sent shluchim to Syria, but in Bavel they lit the torches. In Syria, even then they sent shluchim. Mishikilkul hakusim iskinushu shluchim yotzim. Once the Kusim were Makalkil, and they used to send, what's it called, make bonfires the wrong day, also to mix things up. So then they sent Shluchim, and the Shluchim obviously carried a Ksav from Beis Din that they were the official Shluchim. They had a letter proclaiming that they were from Beis Din, with a seal of Beis Din on it. Ketzer Hayom Asim Asuos, before they made the Takana of sending Shluchim, how did they make these torches? Mevim Klunuso Shel Erev Aruchim. They brought long sticks of eres, bikonim va'atzei shemen, and smaller sticks. And what's it called? The atzei shemen is wood from what's it called? That's very flammable. Una'orish al pishton, and the refuse when they beat the pishton, which is very flammable. The koreich the meshicha, and they tied that like a torch on the top of the long eres sticks. And that was very flammable. That was the end of the stick. This big boards was the torch. But Ola L'Rosh Ahor, and they go up on the top of the mountain, Umatzis Kohen Esa'ur, and they would light them. So again, they weren't bonfires. They were torches. Umolech Umevi Umalimori, they would wave up and down to the sides, the torches, Ad Shehu Roes Chaveiro, Shehu also came Rosh Ahor Hasheni. So the next mountain saw what they were doing, and they would pass it on to the next mountain. The Chaim Barosh Ahor Ashlishi, and the same thing with the third mountain. Where did they start? Mehara Mishkal. They started from Harazesim, which was the closest mountain to the Beis Din. And then Lasartava, and then from that mountain to the next mountain called Sartava, Umi Sartava LeGrufina, Umi Grufina LeChavron, Umi Chavron LeBeis Baltin, and from that mountain, that was already on the border with Bavel, and from there, they spread it throughout all of Bavel. Once they saw it on that mountain, then it went through Bavel, one place to another. There they didn't have mountains in Bavel. So then they spread it, what's it called, either by word of mouth, by word of mouth. Okay, Rashi. They didn't have to go and hire shluchim to go and report when Rosh Chodesh was. It was easier to do it with these torches. The kusim made torches on the wrong day. Right, later the Gemara is going to explain when exactly they made these torches. When they didn't see torches on the night of the 30th, which means the previous one was a Chodesh Chaser, they knew that the next day was Rosh Chodesh. If that first day was Rosh Chodesh, they would have seen, bonfires, torches. But if the first day was not Rosh Chodesh. They weren't Mekadesh the Chodesh till the next day, there were no torches. Upamachas Ibru Bezin Sachodesh, and one time Bezin intended not to make that first day Rosh Chodesh, but Dafka to make the next day Rosh Chodesh. Below Isiu Masu's layer of Lamed, and they didn't make torches the night of the 30th, right? Even though they couldn't be Mekadesh the Chodesh, but the Edom already came, they knew, right? That's why we said before, the Shluchim can't go out when they know that the Edom are there, whatever, because maybe they'll change their mind in Nisan or Tishrei. But they lit the fires already the night before, knowing that the Edom are going to be the next day. So they knew that Edom didn't come that night, And they weren't going to be Mekadosh that day anyway, because they had a cheshbon to leave a dafka for the second day. So they didn't make torches. And the Kusim made torches that night and made people think that Rosh Chodesh was that day. They did it on their mountains, because we protected or guarded the mountains that we had. So they put it on their mountains. And this way they fooled the people in Bavel that Rosh Chodesh was taka the first day, not the second day. Klunosos is what sticks. Arukim kdeshir lemorachok. So there were big torches, so you could see them far away. The konin vatsheshemen orishol pishtun kolelu mardim shalheves. That they tied around the top of the stick of these boards to make the torch. The korchem b'meshicha koshrom b'chut shal meshicha barash eklanos. They would tie all this flammable stuff on the top of the torch to make the torch. U'meyayin hoyosim asus. Ma Shem Har, what was the name of the mountains? Mehara Mishcha Maschilin, Hu Harazesim Shlifnei Rishlaim. That's Harazesim right opposite the Harabais. At Shiroin Shosin Kebar Sartava. They would do it until they would see they were doing this on the next mountain. Lechavron, the same thing, the third mountain. Esagola, B'nei Bovel, Anshe Pumpadisa. And the people in Pumpadisa that were closest to Eretz Israel, they saw the torches in the last mountain in Eretz Israel. And they would go then and find a way to let the rest of Bavel know. Because they couldn't do it with torches in Bavel because there weren't any mountains. Maduras Eish means like a one gigantic bonfire.